changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
All right, today I want to share with you something that came across my desk, as they used to say. This is something that has come on my radar lately. And I actually have heard people express toxic masculinity, and I'm going to loop all this together, all right? Toxic masculinity and even toxic positivity. And my daughter, Amelia, did a thing for the Complaint Free Life Inner Circle. We do a private event for them every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern time. And she did a thing on toxic positivity. And I have heard the term toxic positivity, and I think that given the choice, I would take toxic positivity over toxic negativity, all right? But if the toxic, if the positivity is negating reality, then that's not being positive at all. We confuse Pollyannish with positivity. As I've said, I say in my speeches, thinking positive is not saying everything's going to work out perfectly every time, or this is going to move you on to something better and greater in your life, or, you know, put a smile on your face no matter what is going wrong in your life. That is negating of a real experience, but it's not being positive, because the word positive actually means what is present. Look it up. The word present, positive rather, means present. The word negative means missing. So, people who are able to be overly positive in a situation are people who are also in some ways possibly dissociating from the connection to the person, or disconnecting from the person, let's simplify it. And so they are negating that person's experience. And that is what this whole toxic thing, I think, is, because I want to loop it now into toxic masculinity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because I've also noticed this with the way people drive. In Miami, you've got all kinds of drivers. You got some of the most expensive cars in the world driving around. I went to the boat show in Fort Lauderdale the other day, and there was an entire row where the boat started at $8 million. Several had helicopters and helicopter pads on them. This is a private yacht you could purchase. So there's a lot of money in Miami. And there's a lot of just regular folks too. When we think of toxic blank, we tend to think of toxic masculinity. Why? Because there's a lot of videos on the internet of men going crazy and just, you know. And it occurred to me that men, just hear me out, still have more power in this world. They are physically bigger. They have been excused for their anger over the years. Women are hysterical B-words. Men are, you know, entitled, there's the word, to be angry. And so when we see these toxic masculinity moments, I don't think of it as toxic masculinity. I think of it as toxic entitlement, because men, bigger, especially I feel that white men have more privilege. I know white men have more privilege in this country. I know that I do more than African-American men in similar situations. And so you start to develop this sense of entitlement, which allows you to express that toxically, or gives you in your own mind permission to do it when things are not going that are supporting that entitlement you feel. I knew this was going to be a fun one today to express, to experience. And I think the same is true, because what I see in driving is that if there's a line of traffic on the South Florida Turnpike, and you're on the turnpike, and I'm leaving enough space for the drivers in front of me, which is something I'm always, always doing. I leave several car lengths. Someone is going to come up and who has not been wait, just will not wait in lines. Lines does not apply to this person. And then they cut in front of me and they cut in front of me. And it is the more expensive cars without exception. And I think that, again, is like a toxic entitlement. It is, the rules don't apply to me because in some ways, because the rules don't apply to me. A friend of mine who is quite wealthy reminds me that if you can write a check for a problem, you don't have a problem. So these people tend to, or people, as we become more entitled, we also we have to be very, very careful of not being more toxic. By that, I mean, as things get better and better in our lives, we have to be careful not to experience a sense of entitlement and then begin to express that out in the world. This is what happens when you meet a celebrity sometimes, and you happen to meet this person when they're not getting their entitled needs met. And what happens is the entitlement builds up very slowly in most cases. You start making more money, you start getting this, you start getting that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And before you know it, in some cases, some rules don't apply so much to you. And you get that sense of entitlement. I bring all of this up to remind us that we live in the wealthiest country in the world right now. Amazon has made it such that we expect everything tomorrow, if not today. That's a good thing, and it causes us to feel entitled when we don't get things from other vendors or even from Amazon sometimes, within the time frame that we expect it. And that can build up toxicity in us. We have to be careful of our own toxic entitlement, expecting things to go a certain way, realizing how privileged we already are. One of the people who works for me, Ivan, works and lives in the Philippines. And one of the things that I always understand is that when we have our Friday meetings, it can be a question as to whether or not Ivan's going to be there because his internet is up and working, I don't know, 70, 80% of the time. Imagine if your internet only works 70 to 80% of the time. One of the things that helped me for a while, because it comes back if you don't practice it regularly, my sense of entitlement, was when I went to Africa for a week and a half or 2 weeks to help build a children's hospital there. And they would often remind me, TIT, this is Tanzania. That was the acronym. This is Tanzania. When, I don't know, you're trying to, we were trying to put a bunch of wall studs up. And there was literally no drill that no one owned. We couldn't find a drill. The one drill that was there was broken. And so we had to try and figure out what to do. And to be in a place where you were just so limited and you couldn't be entitled, you didn't get a choice what you ate at dinner or breakfast. It was handed to you. And that was actually in some ways very calming. And it certainly was a very positive experience for me. Become aware of your own entitled feelings from the fact of, sometimes I notice it for myself when I press the door for the elevator and somebody may be moving something on or off on a floor beneath and it takes an extra 15 to 20 seconds. My mind, which knows how long it should take, goes, I wonder what's going on with the elevator. Why is the elevator not here? And I'm going, you're overlooking, literally, John Pennekamp State Park. I'm looking over a state park that is a coral reef. Take a moment and just look at it. It's absolutely gorgeous. I forget. I know it is. I can't. The name of the book is Everything is Effed. I don't want to use the word. And in it, he paints a rather dire future of people basically disconnecting through our entitlement to the point where things just go completely wrong. It's very bleak. We need to be, the way to not be entitled or express our sense of entitlement is to constantly be appreciative of what we have in our own minds and to others. To not talk about what's missing, which is complaining, but to talk about what we're grateful for, which is appreciation, which is that which we want to increase. The word appreciate means to increase in value. That's what we want to bring into our lives. Before our sense of toxic entitlement just takes the better of us and we don't even realize it. Give it a shot today. Notice the areas that you might feel that, of course, this is how it is and aren't I fortunate. One of the ways to experience happiness, they say, is to consider people who have it worse than you. So just give a thought. When you're able to get something from Amazon or you're able to get a vaccine, most of my employees can't even get vaccines. The one of my guys in Serbia, yes, but they can't even get them. Give thanks for what you're able to have and appreciation. And I forget who said it. The best way to say thank you for a moment is to enjoy it. Something along those lines. So enjoy what you have. And you'll find your toxic entitlement beginning to dwindle.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing.